Islanders defenseman Scott Mayfield is sitting down with me for tonight's edition of the 10 Questions Sit Down. Scotty, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you got a lot going on right now. The first question we're posing to all of your teammates and all of our guests is, when you look back at your career to this point, which game do you feel like you were at your all-time best?
The best game for me was probably game six, playoffs in the Coliseum, the last one there. Obviously the goal to tie it up, and then just the atmosphere and, you know, just the overall energy in that game and, you know, pushing it to game seven to go to the Stanley Cup. It was a pretty special game.
Do you feel like playoff games in general make it easier for you guys to be at your all-time best versus a game in the middle of December?
Maybe a little bit. Obviously, there's more on the line in playoffs a little bit, but, you know, every game we kind of attack the same way. Playoffs just add that extra element.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
I'd say Barkov. Obviously, the last couple of years, I think he's gotten more recognition. You know, if you'd asked me 3-4 years ago, I would have said 100% him. But yeah, I think just what he brings to that team, what he brings up and down the ice, it's he's just a great player.
I feel like these questions are getting around the room already because I think half the guys have said Barkov. And then half of them have also said, you know, maybe 4 years ago that was more true than it is now. Yeah. But let's say a fan wants your autograph. You know, maybe it's at the rink, maybe it's out and about just in daily life. When's the best time for them to approach you?
Whenever for me. I'm pretty easy going with that. Obviously, if I'm at dinner with family or something, make it quick and short. But other than that, I'm easy going. You know, I like the fans, and, you know, anytime I can make that happen, it works out for both of us.
Have you ever had a strange encounter with a fan?
Lots of times.
Can you tell me about one of them?
I mean, they're just, you know, they're just kind of the awkward where kind of you notice the stares for a while and, you know, they're scared to say hi. Or when you meet someone that's like, oh yeah, I saw you last week, but I was too scared to say hi. But, you know, it's like, well, you can just come up and say hi. So there's always a couple of those.
Nobody's asked you to sign like a prosthetic leg or anything. I think Thomas Hickey had that. But
a week ago in Carolina, somebody had a bunch of dollar bills we were signing, which was interesting.
You've been around the Islanders for a long, long time. Have you ever been pranked by a teammate in this room?
All the time. Obviously, there's some bigger ones and smaller ones. But
yeah, I want to hear about the big one.
I think the best one that happens is, you know, when you're in minor hockey as a kid playing, you go to a camp and they put your first name and last initial on the helmet. That's happened to a couple guys. That's always funny. But, you know, just the day-to-day, like, cup of water under your helmet when you pull your helmet off, there's water all over your stall, stuff like that. We have a pretty fun team with that.
Who's the biggest prankster in this room?
Peugeot.
That checks out. We've gotten that answer quite a bit. Okay. Let's say you encounter a tough night at the rink. Maybe it's a tough loss. What's the best medicine for you to get over it right away?
I mean, the way the NHL set up for me, it's, you know, there's another game within, whether it's 24 hours or 48 hours, pretty much, mostly. So, you know, you think about it a little bit. Sometimes it's a tough couple hours, but I go home, I see my dogs. They're always happy to see me. And then, you know, you get another chance a couple nights later.
You follow a lot of other sports, I know. Who's an athlete you admire most outside of hockey?
Growing up in St. Louis, you know, the Cardinals were kind of everything. You had Molina, Pujols, Wainwright. You know, the list kind of goes on. So those were always kind of the guys that, you know, for me growing up a Cardinals fan, and if I would see them in public, I might be the one staring a little bit when I was a kid, not wanting to say hi right away. But so that's probably someone growing up I would think about. Right now, probably Scottie Scheffler, golfer, just, you know, his attitude and, you know, how he can kind of bring it every single weekend. It's pretty special what he's doing.
As a Chicago Cubs fan, how did the Cardinals do this year?
Yeah, no comment.
I'm going to get a little weird here. When you get out your smartphone and you look at the applications you have on it, do you have one that you think everybody else needs to know about?
I don't use my phone a ton. I don't have social media. I play Monopoly. I love the Monopoly game. That's kind of all I do on my phone. I'd use that. I use my my Whoop, my sleep tracker, that my fitness sleep tracker I use, and, you know, that's about it. Not much.
That's an outstanding answer, though. Yeah. I didn't know you were a Monopoly guy. Is that like a Mayfield family tradition, you know, for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything?
Honestly, I saw a commercial about it, and I was like, I like Monopoly playing board games, so I'll try it on my phone, and sure enough, I play it sometimes.
Talking with Scott Mayfield here on a very interesting 10 question sit down. Scotty, when was the last time you got nervous about anything?
I mean, That's a funny question because I think every game, you know, there are nerves. I think nerves are completely normal. I wouldn't know if I'd say like full nervous the way I go into games or anything, but I think nerves are pretty normal. But, you know, right now, my wife's pretty far along pregnancy wise. So obviously that's been in the back of my head a little bit and, you know, a little nervous for that.
Congratulations. I know it's very exciting. I just had my first 3 months ago, so I know what you're going through.
Yeah, just a couple weeks more. And yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking.
What's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering? It doesn't have to be by the media. It can be, but it could be by, you know, a fan, a teammate, anything, a family member.
I'm not tired about answering it yet, but, you know, how's Matthew Schaefer's game? That one definitely comes up because, you know, the easiest answer is I think you can just watch a game and see how good of a player he is. So I think you can make the assumptions yourself. You know, we see it every night. We see it in practice every day. But no, I mean, anyone that watches a game sees how special a player he is. And, you know, I think the last month or so I've gotten a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, you're the magnet too, right? Because you play with him. So naturally everybody's going to go to you for your opinion.
Especially during training camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Scotty, this has been a lot of fun. The last part of these interviews is I have a question for you that was posed by a teammate in this room. And then I want you to ask our next guest if you have a question of your own that's something I can pass along to them. So I'll start with a question from Emil Heineman, who I sat down with most recently. This one's not too far out there. He wants to know about your dream car.
A 69 to 77 Ford Bronco.
Okay.
The classic.
It's very specific. Is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, like that was kind of the year, the uncut, like I want like that kind of old school look. Now they're redoing them. They're really expensive. They're redoing them, putting like the Mustang engine in them and everything. Now I want like one of the old, like old school Ford Broncos.
I respect that. Are you a car guy in general?
Not really. That is one that I would probably get if I'm looking for a classic car.
All right, now I'm going to put you on the hot seat here. A question for a teammate that I can pass along.
What's your dream vacation spot? You know, every summer I see guys' pictures and, you know, kind of what they're doing in self, and some guys do some pretty crazy vacations. So that's always what I like to know about.
Dream vacation spot. We'll find out that from one of the guys here in the Islanders room next. Scott, thanks for your time.
Thank you.